Sitting in the garage with Michael Deere, Senior Director of All Automotive Events for Motor Trend Group. Of course, Roadkill Nights, Saturday night, M1 Concourse, actually on Woodward and M1 Concourse as well. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. And I'm just looking at the lineup for this year. You got to remember something. It's always interesting to me about when Roadkill Nights on M1 and the idea that I can actually see people drag race on Woodward. When in other parts of Woodward, Michael, we can't even smoke the tires or we get a ticket. It's crazy, if you right? I mean, it's crazy if you think about it.
It is. When we dreamed this up, we never thought it would actually come to fruition. So we're very excited about this event.
I'm the same way. When we first heard, like, yeah, they're talking about doing this here at M1 and they're going to be racing on Woodward, like, never happened. And now that it's happened and you're out there watching it, every year there's something crazy that happens, there's something amazing, and there's something that one of those moments, whether it's a truck throwing flames or a guy who decides to hit the nitro too soon, there's always something that you're going to take away from this and remember for the rest of your life.
It's action packed. We cross our fingers for the day and just hope that everything goes well. But there is so much action and so many things going on. It's just a fabulous experience for everyone that gets to come out here.
Is it fun for you guys too? I mean, and interesting because you're seeing cars, I'd assume based on like, you know, you've got people coming from all over the country that want to come do this, right?
We do. All corners. We have people from California, Florida, Canada. They're coming from all parts. They clear their schedule for this one.
Now, we tell everyone the general admission spectator tickets are $10. If you live in Pontiac, it's $5. Kids under 12 are free. So people are like, okay, cool, drag racing on Woodward. It's fun to watch. But that is a big part of it, but that's not all of it. Just tell us again what's going on inside M1 Concourse for folks who haven't been there.
Yeah, so we have Dodge coming out here, a huge partner and supporter of this event. So we have thrill rides on the track. We have drift rides on the skid pad, so you can get yourself in the passenger seat of a SRT Hellcat. We've got the freestyle motocross. We've got stuff for the kids. There's all kinds of action throughout the day, a car show, food trucks, you name it.
So I've done the Hellcat thrill ride a couple times now, and, you know, you think like you get used to it. You're never used to how much power those cars throw.
No, 707 horsepower throws you into the back of your seat. There's no doubt about that.
And, of course, what's cool, too, we've got Michael Deere with us, Senior Director of Automotive Events for Motor Trend Group. Roadkill Nights this Saturday at M1 Concourse here in Pontiac. Of course, all the details, we've got them up on our page as well. If folks are looking for that, what's the best way to get all the info?
You're going to go to roadkill.com/nights and find out everything you need to know.
10 a.m. to 11 p.m., thrill rides from 10 to 10, and then drag racing 11 a.m. till about what, 10 or so?
Yeah, 10, 10:30.
Okay, now I'm hearing Richard Rawlings will be here. And then
Absolutely.
Christy Lee, Steve Magnotti, who is Steve, for folks who don't know, as far as gearheads, I had the pleasure of actually reviewing the Hellcat when it first came out, Michael. I took a ride with Steve through the Virginia backcountry in one.
Oh, very cool.
It was the coolest thing in the world. It's a great story real quick. I'll share this with you. We came upon a Tesla that decided that it was going to show how powerful it was against this Hellcat. And it went whipping around us. And Steve looked at me and goes, well, that's good for them, but they just wasted a quarter of their battery. We ran them down in like a half mile. blew right by him. Like, okay, yeah, you're good for one shot, but this thing will go all day, man. And now I'm hearing Goldberg's going to be here, right? Is Bill going to be here tentatively on Saturday?
Bill's coming out. He's going to be a part of the Celebrity Showdown. So he's excited about that. He'll be with us for the whole day.
That's fantastic. He's such a nice guy. So, you know, you're on the same podcast that Bill was on. Bill came on, him and I were talking about the outlaw, his lawman that he's got in some of his cars a couple of years ago, as a matter of fact. So,
oh, okay. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Great
guy, man. So this is cool. And they're going to be around there all day. So you're going to see, guys from his automotive podcast, you know, the car cast as well. And then, of course, I keep forgetting it's Roadkill Nights. So, of course, you're going to have Freiberger and Finnegan all over the place.
They're going to be here. We've got a meet and greet session with those guys. They're part of the Celebrity Showdown as well, and they're going to be hanging out with us all day. We've also got Leah Pritchard and Matt Hagen doing Nitro Top Fuel burnouts on Woodward Avenue.
The Matt Hagen and the Leah Pritchard. I mean, we're talking top of the line drag racers.
Yep, absolutely.
This event gets bigger and bigger, doesn't it?
It's growing and growing and growing, and I'm excited to see where it's going to go next year.
As long as it stays there, right?
Oh, it's staying here. It's just going to get bigger.
Good, man. It's become part of the thread of just the Motor City during the summer. And I can just say as a fan and someone who likes to come out for it, I love the fact that you guys moved it to the before the cruise so it can be its own event and it can breathe as well. And I'm telling people, if you're listening to us right now, you haven't been to a drag race like this eighth, you're looking at what, a little over an eighth of a mile?
Yeah, right on eighth of a mile.
Yeah, and these guys, and the men and women who come out with these cars, I've seen some there was a Chevelle a couple of years ago, Michael. Remember the one that the brakes just kind of went away?
Oh, yeah.
And total safety. They got out of it. They were fine. But this is real. Like you said, this isn't some stage demo thing. This is real cars, real racing, and they get after it, man.
They get after it. Actually, Tom Bailey just drove right by me in his basically a pro mod that runs low sixes in the quarter, and he's going to be out here amongst many others.
Oh, my God. Now, the guy that I want to get here sometime, Mike, we have to work on this. Have you seen the dude that took a Prius and put a Hellcat motor in it just to see if he could do it?
I know him well.
Do you really?
He's coming out.
Oh, no. No. It's going to be there?
Yeah, he's going to be here.
Okay. See, now everybody else gets excited for Goldberg and Finnegan and all these guys and Freiberger and Roadkill. I'm looking for a dude in a Prius with a Hellcat.
That's as roadkill as it gets right there.
Exactly. That's my point. I mean, that thing, we laughed our ass off when we first saw that. Well, that's fantastic. Michael, I will see you Friday at all the press stuff as well. And then Saturday for the public, we'll be sharing all the stuff on WCSX.com, obviously, as well on our garage page. But this is going to be a huge event. Thanks again. Can't say enough for you, for all the work you're doing, and to our friends at Dodge for making this possible. It is a huge event.
Thank you very much. We'll see you out here.
Thanks, Michael.